Giants and Phillies Saturday from San Francisco. They're going to need a bigger boat for all the offense in this one, starting in the first inning as Denard Span came to the plate against Jared Eichhoff of the Phillies.
Fastball is swung on and a high drive in the deep right field. And back is Perkins, still going back. He looks up. It's off the bricks in right center near the 421, and he kicks it away. It's racing toward center. Span to third, turns the corner. He's headed home, and he scores standing up. It hit off the bricks. Perkins had to go chase it, and as he was chasing it, he reached down for it. They had no play on Span. He scored and scored easily. Now the pitch. There's a high drive in the deep left field. Way back goes Parker. He looks up, and that ball is gone. And the pride of Cal State Sacramento has launched a three-run homer well back into the bleachers beyond the cars. And now the Phillies have a 4-3 lead.
The pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit. Here comes Cameron Rupp. He's going to score. And Cameron Perez knocks in the lead run. And it's 5-4 Philadelphia.
And the pitch.
Swinging a long drive to right. Hence back. Looking up. Gone. And that's a pinch hit grand slam for Ty Kelly. And when I said this inning has gone sideways, now it's really gone sideways.
Now the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging with a changeup. Three straight changeups, and he swung at all three of them. And the Phillies do finally wrap this one up.
The Giants score five runs in the ninth inning to make it interesting, but they lose to the Phillies 12-9 on Saturday. And after the game, here's Giants manager Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, he didn't sort of. He lost it. He never saw it in the twilight. And, you know, it's one of those balls that's tough at, you know, that time of night. And he just couldn't find it. He got back there, and I thought maybe he would find it on, you know, on the way down, but he didn't. And you know, that started that whole that mess, that seventh inning and or sixth inning. And then, of course, our relievers had a tough time. And, yeah, that big number, that pretty much did us in as hard as we were battling back there in the last inning. But, you know, you give up a three-run homer and a grand slam. That's tough to overcome.
Early on, what kind of lift did Denard give you with the home run and the single in the second inning?
Yeah, no, had three RBIs right away. Great start for us. Exciting start, you know, inside to Parker. Then you get the big hit there to for two more ribbies. And, you know, Block was throwing, he was throwing fine. I'm sure the pitch he liked to have back is the 2-0 fastball right there. And their guy took advantage of it. And of course, he got a bad break there in the sixth. But, you know, we just unraveled a couple pitches there in that sixth inning, killed us. But, you know, that's been an issue with us a little bit, I think, this year is, you know, just coming in and stopping things. And, you know, that's that hasn't been our strength. And, you know, Blocky, you know, I thought it wasn't that bad a pitch, the base hit that, you know, put them ahead. But, you know, our two guys that came in, Osage and Guerin, they were off tonight.
Could you expand on that late rally there in the ninth inning? It seems like the team had a lot of life there despite the huge disadvantage.
They did, you know. That's all. Yeah, you love that, you know, when the guys are battling. I mean, it was fun to watch. The energy in the dugout and the fans, they were getting into it. It was just big hit after big hit. You know, just too big of an uphill climb there. But, you know, a lot of good things happened in that inning. And you love the fight, you know, and you hate to score nine runs and not win the ball game. But at the same time, you know, when you get the tying run on deck after, you know, getting down, 12-4, that's pretty good.
Suarez pitched pretty nicely. He was giving you guys, I think, struck out 7 over 3 innings. What were your thoughts on him kind of saving the pen tonight?
Suarez? Yeah, no, he threw well, didn't he? And that's his role, being a lone guy. He saved a pen, and he did a great job. Made one mistake, but I thought he was really sharp tonight. Pitched very efficiently. He just came off an outing there in Miami where he logged a lot of pitches there in 3 innings, but tonight it was a different guy, and he had good stuff and held him there. And you don't think you got a chance to come back, but you see what happened there in the 9th. So you credit Albert for the job he did and allowed us to rest some guys in the bullpen.
Is Pence okay? Did he do anything to his leg on that?
Pence is fine. They're all fine. I pulled them all. Moncrief ended up getting a big hit to get us going there. Caliste, they all the guys that went in, I was glad to see them, get a base hit to help things out. And it's good for them, too, to get a little bit of playing time and rest some guys. We have a day game tomorrow. Pence will be off tomorrow, though. But it's not because of an injury or anything. It's a playing day off.
Did Posey get him out early, allow him to catch bum tomorrow?
I'll check with Buster, yeah, but that's the hope. But I haven't talked to him yet.
Sunday, Ben Lively starts for the Phillies against Madison Bumgarner of the Giants.